Welcome back into KSL Sports here with Darius Lasser, BYU football wide receiver. Darius, how's it been to have a full offseason now with the BYU program? Last year you got in summertime. How's it been to have the offseason, winter conditioning, and spring?
Yeah, it's been great. Coach Phyllis and his staff, they put us through good work in the spring, and I didn't really get to have that. I know he just got there like a little bit before I did, so he was still being new and getting his foot in around here, but just having him around, you can definitely feel like the explosion that everybody has. Everybody's moving a ton of weight. My body mass is built up. Definitely see my body changing. So,
where do you feel like you've made the biggest improvements in maybe personal best in the weight room and getting ready for spring ball?
Really, kind of all the lifts that we do. My bench numbers went up, my squat number, front squat, back squat. Everything's pretty much went up. My speeds went up. So and then kind of my just overall like body change, just, you know what I'm saying, kind of just expanded. You can just see the change. So I feel like they did a good thing just combining everything together.
Here with Darius Lasser here on KSL Sports. I'm curious, Darius, because I feel like you're one of the best to answer this. What does it take as a wide receiver to haul in a highlight-worthy catch? Because you had so many last year, Texas Tech, Texas. What does it take to make a special grab like that?
It just takes confidence. You just confidence in what you do. You go out there every day, you put the work in, and Saturdays is just where you get to show it and show everybody what kind of player you're made of. I kind of look at it as it not 50-50 balls, but like 80-20. So anytime the quarterback trusts to throw the ball my way, I got to go make that play for him.
How much confidence is there in this offense in 2024?
It's a ton of confidence. Now that we got a lot of the transfers that just came in when I did, we had like 15-something new guys, just bringing a lot of them back. So we didn't really have to change a lot on the offense, just a couple pieces to make us better. And it's going good so far. You can see everybody's making plays. The offense is clicking. We changing things around. The new coaches that just got here, they coming in, they fitting well. So the scheme and everything is changing, and we turned in the right direction.
There were some questions about whether you were going to be part of this team in 2024. I remember when we had a conversation last September, there was feeling that you were going to be back 1 year. What was kind of the waiver centered around with the NCAA that caused the uncertainty?
It was so my first year at JUCO, it was my redshirt year, but I had played in one game, so they tried to count that as a full year.
In 2019?
Yeah, in 2019 on me playing, so we had to just do a waiver on that. And so it's good that we finally got that back. Everybody was anxious about that one, and so was I. But, you know, the most part is just being around the guys. That's what I was going to miss the most if I didn't get that year back, just being around the team. You don't really get too much of these opportunities.
Last couple things for you, Darius. How much work did you get in the offseason with Gary, Jake, to kind of, you know, I know Jake was part of the team last year, but just to continue developing that rapport?
Yeah, me, Gary, and Jake, we kind of just, we try to meet at least twice or three times a week, just trying to build a connection. Me, him, Chase, Cody, Keelan, Parker, all of the guys that were here last year, we try to bring us all back together so we can build up that connection and that we can click no matter who's going to be at the quarterback position Saturday. So, yeah, we just spend a lot of time just in here in IPF or outside just connecting with each other.
Thanks, Darius.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.